Good morning. The front that brought rain, some of it heavy, to interior New York and New England late Wednesday and Wednesday night is now clearing off the eastern seaboard. Clouds are diminishing and a northwest breeze is starting to build, and this is bringing in drier air. Skies will be partly sunny for a while before more sunshine mixes in through the morning. And eventually, a lot of places will be mostly sunny right through the afternoon, with that northwest breeze keeping humidity levels low through the afternoon as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 70s on average, with some lower 80s in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Generally, mostly clear skies tonight with high pressure in control, most everyone in the 50s for overnight lows, and this will lead us into a dry start to the day on Friday. An area of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada on Friday afternoon. With the passage of this energy, we do run the risk of a passing shower or two, primarily in the Adirondacks, as highs reach into the upper 70s to around 80 once again. A new area of high pressure will build in to start the holiday weekend on Saturday. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and pleasant humidity with highs in the lower to mid-70s. By Sunday, a disturbance will track down the Ohio Valley and toward New Jersey, eventually south of Long Island. On this track, we run the risk of showers on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, especially from I-90 south, with the best chance of dry weather to the north, as highs reach into the lower 70s. It looks like some of that moisture could stick around for a few showers on Labor Day on Monday. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs again in the lower 70s. We'll warm it up after the holiday on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, and introduce another chance of showers and thunderstorms by Wednesday of next week with highs around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Dorian will continue to track away from Puerto Rico today and across the warm, favorable waters of the western Atlantic Ocean, well east of the Bahamas. Conditions will remain favorable for further strengthening of the hurricane, and Dorian has the potential to become a major hurricane early in the holiday weekend. What is less certain about the hurricane is its forecast track. Most computer models predict Dorian will make a left turn toward Florida on Saturday due to a strengthening high pressure center to its north. Just how strong that high pressure center is will determine if the hurricane veers north toward the upper coast of Florida or gets pushed south closer to Miami. There are even a couple of computer model forecasts that have Dorian stalling before it reaches Florida. So a lot of uncertainty at this time, but the Hurricane Center's best estimate right now is for Dorian to make landfall along the central Florida coast late Sunday night or early Monday. Stay tuned for further updates. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies with fog and 53 degrees on a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 60, 97% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 76, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.04 of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.12 inches now for the month, which is 0.94 of an inch above normal, and 28.98 inches for the year, which is 3.11 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58, the record high, 96, set just last year, 2018, and the record low, 34, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m., 13 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the mid-70s. 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just a risk of a passing shower, upper 70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday in the lower to mid-70s. Showers likely on Sunday afternoon from I-90 south with partly sunny skies to the north, lower 70s for highs. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of scattered showers on Monday for Labor Day, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Tuesday, and mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and highs near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.